agriculture. At least 1,400 displaced persons in the Lower Kuja Irrigation Scheme in Nyatike Sub-County Migori are set to benefit from 68 million compensation kitty for victims of recent floods. According to the Principal Secretary for Irrigation Efantis Kamotho, the National Irrigation Authority, NIA, has received the cash for compensation in readiness for allocation once the verification process is completed. Speaking after a courtesy call to Migori Governor Okolo Ayako, Kamotho disclosed that after a thorough evaluation, the compensation fee was pushed from shush 28 million to 68 million, which is set to benefit the 1,400 affected persons. Kamotho also said that the Lower Kuja Irrigation Scheme, once fully operational, will address land deficiency in the county. The scheme has a capacity of 19,000 hectares. Only 7,000 hectares are under production, with 2,000 hectares under rice production and 5,000 others under sugarcane. Kamotho noted that the government has committed to increase funding for areas under irrigation in the Lower Kuja scheme to a tune of shush 1.4 billion to address land deficiency. He said President William Ruto had promised that under the supplementary budget, the National Irrigation Authority, NIA, would get an additional shush 300 million. During the 2025-2026 financial year, the scheme will be allocated the remaining shush 1.1 billion. Farmers planting rice in Lower Kuja Irrigation Scheme in Nyatike Sub-County Migori County. The rice scheme is in line with Vision 2030. The PS also affirmed that the government will continue to boost rice production to reduce the 700,000 metric tons deficit. He said that the scheme can help the country put up an additional 80,000 metric tons to push the country to 300,000 metric tons per year if the 12,000 Lower Kuja Irrigation Scheme unutilized vast land is put into production. Migori Governor Dr. Okolo Ayako said that the scheme, which is supported by the national government and international partners, is set to revitalize rice production and bring significant economic growth to the region. He acknowledged that the shush 68 million set for compensations of persons displaced by the scheme was good news for the farmers, adding that it showed that the national government was committed to delivering on its promises. He pointed out that the scheme has the potential to drastically boost rice production, reducing Kenya's dependence on rice imports and positioning the county as a key contributor to national food security. The governor further highlighted the importance of partnerships, particularly with the Japanese government, which has provided both technical and financial assistance through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA. Apart from boosting agricultural production, the Lower Kuja Irrigation Scheme is also expected to mitigate the perennial flooding that continues to plague Nyatike region. The project will also channel excess water into irrigation systems, reducing the risk of flood damage while ensuring a steady water supply for both domestic and agricultural purposes within the sub-county. The Principal Secretary for Irrigation Efantis Kamotho, Migori Governor Okolo Ayako and representatives from the National Irrigation Authority, NIA, the Japanese government, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, pose for a photo at Governor Okolo's office in Migori. Photos by Jeffrey Makaka. Governor Ayako also reassured local farmers that efforts are underway to secure markets for the rice they produce. He affirmed that the national government is working with the Kenya National Trading Corporation to guarantee fair prices and prevent exploitation by middlemen. As Migori County takes bold steps toward agricultural transformation, the Lower Kuja Irrigation Scheme stands as a beacon of hope, promising not only increased food production but also a better quality of life for the region's residents. With the funds for compensation already in place, the project is on track to deliver tangible results for the people of Nyatike and beyond, acknowledged Okolo. In attendance were also representatives from the Japanese government and the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO.